Welcome to Real Talk Kim's podcast. We hope that you're blessed by the message this week. And for more information, visit www.realtalkkim.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. I am so excited that you are here. I believe that today is a divine appointment for you. I don't believe that you just happen to hear this podcast. No, I believe that God is an intentional kind of God, and this is a divine appointment for you today. God has given me a great word for you. Go ahead and share this podcast with somebody. I'm always putting up a great word from God for you. And so go on and share it with somebody. I'm Real Talk Kim. You can find out everything about me on my website, realtalkkim.com, realtalkkim.com. Today, I just want to talk about fear. I want to talk to you for some of you out there on fear. Some of you have been stuck on fear forever. My father used to always talk about fear, and he broke the letters down to fear was false evidence appearing real. And the enemy gets a lot of us in fear. And that's how come so many people stay stuck, because we find ourselves in situations and we find ourselves in seasons in life where we are finding ourselves at a place we never thought we would be at. You know, it's real easy for us to prepare for a storm. You're about to lose your house because you're getting all of these eviction notices. So you're busy trying to find another place to live. But what happens when you're preparing for a place to live, and then while you're preparing for a place to live, all of a sudden you get a bad doctor's report? You weren't preparing for that storm. So what happens is all of a sudden you find yourself fearful, because the enemy can't touch you, but where he gets you is through distractions. And he uses life and failed expectations to keep us back. And so today I want to talk to you about things in your life that you need to pay attention to, because if you don't, then the enemy will keep using these same situations over and over. This is why you feel like a little mouse on one of those wheels. You feel like you're just moving, and you ain't never going nowhere. You keep finding yourself in the same type of relationships with the same person, but with different faces, because you never deal with the root. You keep finding yourself, you pay off a bill, and then you find yourself in the hole again with all of these credit bills. And you just, what is going on? You gotta deal with what's going on. You gotta deal with the root. It's almost like you see these people that are lazy in life, and there's a tree in the yard, and they want to take this tree up because it could fall over into the house. And instead they're the quick person, let me just chop the tree down. And all of a sudden they find, here's a better picture to paint. One time I left my house and I was traveling, and the lawn guy had come and he made our yard look so beautiful. And he did, he put all this, he was doing our yard and stuff, and there was weeds. And we kept finding, even just 2 or 3 days, those weeds would come back. And we figured out that the man wasn't pulling the weeds up. He was just cutting the weeds. And so what was happening was there was still a root system. And every time he would cut the weeds off, he wasn't taking the time to go down and dig the root out. And so the weeds kept growing back up every single month, because we weren't dealing with the root. We were just taking care of the surface. And so that's what happens in our lives with even insecurity or broken hearts, or, you know, we want to see a change, but we're not dealing with the root in the inside of us that keeps attracting what we don't want. And so we keep finding ourselves back on that same cycle, facing that same storm over and over in our lives, because we don't take the time. We just put band-aids on things instead of getting to the root. And so I want to talk today about a scripture. It's in Song of Solomon 2:14. Song of Solomon 2:14, 2:15. Song of Solomon 2:15. And it says, "Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom." Every one of us has opportunities to live our life angry, bitter, upset, frustrated. We're going to find situations every day that's going to frustrate us, upset us, somebody's going to cut you off. You got an anger issue, somebody going to cut you off in traffic every day. And you find yourself blowing up every day, losing your peace every day over stupid situations because you're allowing these little weeds, these little foxes. You're not dealing with the real root of what's going on. Sometimes it's the little things. We can't find our car keys. Traffic's backed up. Somebody was rude. Or what should have taken an hour ends up taking 4 hours. Something happened and now you are frustrated and all bent out of shape. There will always be something that can sour your day. But if you are going to live in victory, y'all listen to me, you have to maintain the right approach. You can't let the little foxes spoil the vine. In other words, don't let the little foxes in life spoil the harvest God has for your future. You know, I remember in my life, I always, since I was a child, I would always say, all the bad things happen to me. All the bad things happen to me. My brother always, everything, he gets everything. And nothing happens in his life. I was the one in special ed. I'm the one that was the bad child of the family. I'm the black sheep. I can't keep a marriage together. I can't get out of debt. I'm working, I'm hustling. I've always had to work these jobs and I just lived my life pitiful Patty, always just owning these negative things in my life, allowing all of these little foxes to spoil the vine. Always allowing myself everywhere I went, instead of seeing a rainbow, I would see the rain. I would literally walk outside on this sunny day. And instead of thinking, God, thank you. Y'all, I lived a whole lot of my life like this. I know this is going to shock some of y'all because I get on your nerves now with happiness. But I wasn't always this way. I would walk outside. It was sun shining. And I would take my umbrella. Instead of looking, oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, I got a job at Bloomingdale's. I'm going to be able to pay my bills. No, I was always complaining. I would always see the glass as empty instead of full. I was always that negative Nelly. Always, I'm the black sheep in the family. I literally would take an umbrella on a sunny day because I just knew it was going to turn gloomy. I was that person. I always, and I know that a lot of times what the enemy does is he knew, and he knows in your life. He knows that one day you're going to get it together. He knows one day you're going to go from being bitter Betty to positive Patty. He knows it. So what his job is to keep you sidetracked with the little foxes in your life that you're not taking control of. And I did. I kept having to repeat all these cycles until one day I finally realized I always am thinking the negative when I can think the positive. Like, I may not be where I want to be, but it's my choice to see the glass. Instead of seeing the glass half empty, I need to realize that even if it's half empty, I can still pour water in it. You know, I can still dance in the puddles instead of being angry because it's a bad day. I used to let the rain dictate everything. Oh, every day. You know, we go through those seasons where it's always rainy and always gloomy. And I'd be like, oh, I'm a sunshiny kind of person. I need sunshine. And I would allow the weather to even dictate. And when I finally got free, I was like, no, I got to live this life. And I'm the one that chooses whether I can dance in the rain. It might be raining today, but I'm about to dance on the puddles. I'm about to have a good time today, no matter what comes my way. I was built for this. I'll never forget. Y'all know I like telling my stories, but I would always, I had this problem and I still have to deal with it a little bit, but I had this problem with never feeling good enough or never wanting to put anybody out, never wanting to I just was a type of person, and I think it had a lot to do with the relationships that I would build friendships with. They were always, they were the type of people that I served them, but they wouldn't serve. You know what I'm saying? It was like those people that thought they were better than anybody else. And so those relationships ended up causing me to have some foxes in my life. And I remember I was singing on a platform for Rod Parsley, and I was 21 years old. And I had this LD issue because all my life in school, I had this learning disability problem. And I had this insecurity about me that I was not good enough. And so I remember I was singing at this convention, and there was like 7,000 people there, and it was in California. I'll never forget it. It was a divine appointment for me. And I was singing on this platform, and as soon as we got done singing, because I was in the front line, I got to sit on the front row. And I was in this church that that front row was like gold. When you made it to the front row, you made it. And like, instead of my identity being in Christ, it was in this preacher. And I found myself finding myself in this place when I went and sat on the front row. God used this rent a usher, this person that had probably issues themselves. And he ended up calling me out in front of the whole place and telling me somebody needed my seat. And what I heard at that moment was somebody's better than me. And I remember I went and I moved back and I gave that person my seat, and all the other frontline singers still sit on that front row. And I was so humiliated. Nobody else probably even saw it happen, but the enemy had me believing everybody saw it happen. And I literally was in straight turmoil. Like, I was so battered. I didn't hear one word the preacher said, because I was over here feeling less than. The enemy was just piling all of this crap on me of, you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be qualified. Nobody likes you. You'll never, you're a loser. You're a has-been. You'll never make it. You're everything that the enemy's told you are. Man, I remember I went back to the hotel room that night and I cried like a baby. And God told me, he said, until you deal with this issue of insecurity, the enemy's going to keep using this little fox of insecurity to keep you from moving where I need you to go. Because in 2006, I'm gonna let you hit rock bottom, and in that season I'm going to deliver you. But see, if I wouldn't have allowed myself to walk through the breaking and the pain, then I would never have allowed myself to keep peeling the layers off of the weeds. I started getting to the root in 2006, and I started getting this stuff off of me, because if I wouldn't have, I wouldn't allow myself at 40 years old to end up being used of God. And God would have put me on these platforms that I would have felt not qualified for, and I would have messed that up too. And so what he did was, now I didn't all of a sudden get healed that night laying in that hotel room, but God started awakening me to see, this is a problem. You don't feel good enough, but I qualified you. You are created in my image, and you are priceless, and you are royalty, and you are created a masterpiece. And until you see that, I can't do what I need to do in your life. So what that did was, it started waking me up, and I started realizing at that moment. Now, I didn't wake up until I was 36. So what? That's another 15 years of being in cycles. And I didn't really find God or find my purpose or get free until I was 36 years old. And I hit rock bottom and found out who the rock was at the bottom. But I can remember back that all the way back to that event was when God started awakening me and letting me realize that there's a fox there. And until you deal with it, you will keep repeating these cycles in your life, and you will always end up feeling not good enough. I realize now at 36, 37, 38, 39, I started realizing, and I didn't get it all right, because that's some of y'all's problem. You want a genie in a bottle and you don't want to walk the process out. You've got to walk the process out. I realize now at 47 that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. You have to make sure you respond to life with an attitude of faith and expectancy. Sure, Things may irritate you, but don't let that irritation last into the next moment. Some of you are nursing it. Some of you are allowing that misery to become your company. You have to listen, listen. You got to realize that you are the one holding on to that irritation. You are the one allowing those roots to stay rooted in your life. And until you take time to dig those roots up, that's why the weeds keep coming in your life over and over, and you keep repeating cycles. You got to let it go. Don't try to control everything around you. Instead, release it to God. Man, I used to be the biggest control freak on the planet, y'all. I mean, I was a mess. You hear me? I was a whole mess. That's how come I believe I got the ministry and God trusts me with this ministry. Everything I talk to y'all about, I've walked through myself. Everything I tell you about wrong attitudes, I had. I remember even having that spirit still on me, even into like the 12th year of my marriage, the 13th year of my marriage to my ex. And I was so afraid of lack, so afraid of, I was so used to losing in my life that I put God in this little bitty box, literally. And I remember in that season, I would hoard and hide, and God began to deal with me and say, I can't do nothing because you've got me in this little bitty box of fear. You got to take the limits off of me and stop allowing the 10% of what happens to you. You're using the 90% instead of using the 10%. You got to let the 10%, you got to realize this is just 10% bad, but 90% is how I'm going to deal with this. It's happening, and I got to decide how I'm going to deal with this controversy, and I'm going to let this bad, this storm, make me better, and I'm going to get powerful, and I'm going to make the devil wish he would have taken me out back then, because I'm about to get my bounce back. I'm about to get my comeback. You got to make sure you respond to life with an attitude of faith and expectancy. Sure, things may irritate you, but don't let that irritation last into the next moment. Y'all, it's a choice. I hear people say all the time, I can't help it. I get emails. I get direct messages from people saying, I can't help it. I'm angry. I can't help it. Yes, you can. You decide. Either you're going to let the anger eat you alive and what they did to you eat you alive, or you're going to learn how to stop, drop, and pray. Stop, drop, and pray instead of being angry and going off on people that ain't even hurting you. You're over here bleeding on people that didn't even cut you because you won't get healed. You're over here mad at something, and the wound may not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. And so you're over here allowing yourself to be angry and allowing your circumstances to control you. When you are a whole grown person, you are created in the image of God, and you have a choice to decide that 90% I'm going to respond in a good way. I might get mad for a second, but I ain't taking it into tomorrow. You got to let it go. Don't try to control everything around you. Instead, release it to God, knowing that His plans are for your good and He is leading and guiding you into your path of blessing. You know, I realized in that season, y'all, I had the biggest control freak problem on the planet. In fact, I was so controlling that I would literally, because controlling people don't trust God. And I was over here being controlling, and I was over here, I would even do something that I knew was wrong. And then when somebody would call me out on it, before I would ever say I was sorry, I was trying to decide, am I going to lie about it or I'm going to own it? You know how long it took me to stop? I would get mad at a person for calling me down on something that I did. I would get mad at them because they caught me. And then I would fight knowing I was dead wrong. Control issues will take you out. I never could say I was sorry. I would rather die than say I was sorry. And when I was walking through that divorce, it took a minute for me to get rid of my, because it's a pride issue. It's an ego issue. When you always got to be right, when everything, and you keep seeing these same things happening in your life and you never own it, you never realize that you're the common denominator. You are causing your life to stay small because you won't allow yourself to grow. And that's where I was. And I look now, and man, I'm so free. It ain't no problem for me to say I'm sorry. I could even say sorry to people that ain't sorry. People that hurt me, I can say I'm sorry. I can literally forgive people that never said they were sorry to me. I ain't got a control freak problem in my world because I realized I had a little fox and I began to let God heal me in it. You know, Psalms 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I shall fear nothing. I shall fear no lack. I shall fear this. I ain't fearing this. This is not where I'm staying. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Whom? Listen, with God on your side, there's nothing to be afraid of. You ain't got no past you got to be afraid of. You ain't got to be afraid of what you've done in your future. You may have to face consequences of what you've done, but you know that God is with you all the way because you're realizing life is 10% what happens to you, but 90% of how you deal. 90% of how you deal with it, the attitude that you deal with, the way you decide to process it, changing your perspective and making yourself come out in the rainbow instead of the flood. Listen, failure is not failure unless you stay down. There is a force in you that is more powerful than any opposition. No matter how big that enemy looks, no matter how big that consequence looks, no matter how big that storm in your life or that mountain looks, some of you making the molehills mountains because you've got this negative outlook on everything. No matter how big it looks, greater, he says, greater is he that is in you than anything that comes against you. Anything. Refuse to give up. Refuse to stay where you are. Refuse to fall into fear. Refuse to let it overwhelm you. When you have this warrior mentality inside of you, I can handle it. Some of y'all got to deal with, say that right now. I can handle it. I can handle it. I am a I can person. No longer will I say, why is this happening to me? But instead, I'm going to look at it like, I got this. The Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things. Everything in my life, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to have a I can handle it attitude. All the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your destiny. Nothing can stop you. God is going to restore. He's not just going to restore in this next season, but he's going to give you back restitution, which is 7 times greater. Listen, you got to remember the enemy doesn't have the final say. God has the final say. And when you put your faith and trust in God, he says, I will always cause you to triumph. Always. Be strong and be of good courage. Keep God first place in your life and move forward in confidence, knowing that he is making things out for your good. He's got you today. Wherever you are, no matter what you've done, shake off condemnation, shake off shame. You haven't done the biggest doozy in your life that there's no comeback. Nope. But you do have to fix the little foxes that keep spoiling your vine. You do have to go back and dig the roots out. Stop just cutting over it and just, I ain't got time to deal with it. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to deal with this pain. I ain't got time to deal with the rejection that I feel. I ain't got time to break this generational curse, baby. There ain't no better time than right now to begin to take back your peace. Take back your life. And you watch what God's about to do in your life. You're going to realize that your whole life, the reason you were being fought so hard, the reason you kept making these bad decisions was because the enemy had your ear and the enemy had these little foxes in your life making you feel like you'll never recover. You're just unworthy. You're made too many mistakes. You'll never ever come back. And you kept nursing that instead of realizing, devil, thieves don't rob empty vaults. The reason the enemy's been after me is because today I'm going to listen to Real Talk Kim's podcast and I'm going to realize that I've got the power in my hands because I am made in the image of God and God has given me the strength to endure where I'm at and not just endure, but get better through everything that I'm going through. I'm moving forward. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You have many treasures buried deep inside of you, gifts, talents, and abilities that you don't even know about yet. But the greatest treasure within you is a spirit of God. You carry the treasure of God in an earthen vessel. He's also deposited. I look at my life now and I never dreamed in a million years that God would be letting me do what I do now. I never dreamed that he was going to come on the scene so fast in my life. I had no clue that he was going to trust me at the capacity that he trusts me. I could not have written this in my journal as a little girl, as a dream of mine. He has demolished my dreams with so much better because I realized that I had treasures down deep on the inside of me because I took care of those little foxes. I kicked them out. I took care of the weeds in my life. And I started focusing on the treasures that lay deep inside of me. He's also deposited treasures in you today that are tied to your purpose. By his spirit, you will discover that God has fully equipped you for everything you need in your life right now. We have to draw out those treasures inside of us by what we speak and what we believe. We stir up the gifts by praying in the Spirit. Don't let these treasures inside of you lie dormant. Don't keep staying here. You are not stuck unless you stop moving. You are not stuck unless you stop dreaming. Unless you can't move on from that last pain that tore you to pieces. Don't let those treasures, the good treasures of God, lie dormant. Seek God and follow his leading. Dig deep. Dig deep. On a few podcasts ago, I talked about how my little fireplace has this little flame. It's just a little flicker. Even in the summer when me and Mark don't use our fireplaces, we have two fireplaces, I can look down, even when I'm just walking into the kitchen, I can look over to my left and look in that fireplace. And even though we're not using that fireplace, there's this little bitty flicker, little bitty flame that never goes away. It's called the pilot light. And even when we're not using it, it stays a little lit. And that's how some of you are. You're allowing the little foxes in your life to hold you hostage. And all you got to do is do what me and Mark do when the winter comes and it's cold in our house. All we got to do, that little bitty pilot light that stayed on all summer long, all we got to do is flip that little switch and all of a sudden a beautiful fire starts. That's what's going to happen to you when you realize you hold the keys. You have treasures on the inside of you. And all you got to do is stop trying to fix things that God wants out of your life and just flip the switch and allow him to turn you on for your next season. That's going to blow your mind. Seek God and follow his leading. Dig deep, stir it up, and move forward in the destiny that God has ordained just for you. He's done it. He's done it for you today. He's given you. It says in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He's given you the provision, and it's inside yourself. It's inside your heart. It's inside your soul. I pray this blessed you today. I pray that God is allowing that little flicker to become a big old flame. And the things that bothered you when you got on here, the thing that bothered you 28 minutes ago when you felt hopeless and you turned this podcast on, I pray that all of a sudden it is in your mind as amnesia. You can't even remember what it was trying to hold you back. And something has happened in this last 28 minutes and 20 seconds. And you decided, I'm getting up and I'm walking away. I'm not going to allow the things that have held me back, the little foxes of unworthiness, of feeling not good enough, of feeling unlovable, of repeating the same cycles. I'm not doing it no more. I'm getting up and I'm going to trust God at his word and know that there are treasures, beautiful treasures, because I'm a masterpiece. So I'm digging deeper. I'm going into a new place. I'm getting in my own lane, because when I'm in my own lane, there's less traffic today. So Father, I thank you, God, that you alone are the just and faithful God. Thank you, God, for always providing for us. Thank you, God, for leading and guiding us, that you are always making a way out of no way, that you're always trying to take the limits off of us, because you are a limitless God. Lord, we trust you that you are, that you have good things in store for our future, for our family's future, for our future. And God, we choose to keep our eyes on you today. We choose to believe the best is yet to come. So Lord, I thank you that we're walking in exceedingly abundantly. We're walking into a season. We're coming back to life. Somebody's listening to this today that have felt like they are dead. They've walked around in a numb state, but today they feel alive again. So Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for awakening. We thank you that it ain't never too late. We thank you that all we got to do is get that root system out, the bad root system, and we grow in the treasures, the great treasures that you put inside of us. Lord, we thank you that our next season is going to be our best season, and it's starting right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love y'all so much, and I'm so excited that God has brought us together. I thank you that God trusts me with you, because you are the apple of his eye. You do matter, and you are necessary, and it ain't over in your life. So get up, shake yourself off, and start living again. Because you got treasures, great treasures. Your DNA is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your daddy, Papa God, he is royalty. He has created this whole world. Your daddy, talk about an inheritance. What? Now you live like royalty. Okay? I love y'all so much. Until next week, I believe this is the best week of your life. I love you so much, believing in you, and I'm praying for you. I'm Real Talk Kim. Until next time, over and out.